the city council representatives for our area.
Thank you. I have the pleasure of having the temple located in the area which I represent in the city council. And I found the temple to be a welcome addition. I have no question that there are formalities which have to be met in order for the temple to be repaired. And I'm sure that as soon as these formalities are met, the work can proceed.
There has been some delay in the approval on the building due to different building violations, and we have to receive approval from the Zoning Board of Appeals and the City Council as a matter of time, but also there has been some opposition in the City Council.
That's very good. What is the difficulty? What do you want from us?
Nothing. The only problem is that there are certain rules and regulations that all citizens of Jefferson must comply with. And that's all that's in that sense. Additionally, as I expressed, there were some, this property, this temple is located in an area which is prone for business. And there were some originally who wished to maintain that.
But there are so many churches.
Yes, there are many churches here. What
is the quality there is a temple?
I think the originally, again, I say some of the owners, I mean, not high, but some have some objections to any church, any temple.
But already there are churches, asking so many churches.
I think that that is no longer a problem with these owners. I think they accept the temple because they're seeing that
the churches are not problem, only the temple is problem?
No, I don't think that's the situation.
What is the situation?
I cannot read the minds of those who object. Again, I was not an objector.
But you are the head who should judge. If the churches are not objectionable, why the temple should be objectionable?
You had a claim. I am one of 18 who make the decision. And
decision you may speak on our behalf. That means there are so many churches. What is the fault of one temple?
Again, I have spoken in favor of the temple. I think this will remember that.
Well, you plead like that. There are so many chances. Why our temple is the only objection? What is it?
I have no objection. I can't.
Why they have it? If they can allow so many chances, so what the temple has done? We are playing God. We are about deeply worshiping. What is wrong there?
Nothing.
Yeah. What is your answer?
They say that we are weird.
Huh?
They say that we are weird.
Weird?
Weird.
What is that?
Strange.
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 Is there any law that if dress is strange, they cannot work it?
They want
musical.
Right.
But is there any law?
No.
Then why is it nonsense?
Should be.
Then what can I do? If they go out of law, then what can I do?
They want to make their own law.
That is another thing.
Again, I think the problem for now is only complying with the building laws, and that is to get the temple within a safe condition. That's the only problem now. I don't think that there is opposition to the temple per se.
then it comes to the conclusion of separation. Did the dog a bad man and hang it? You are not properly dressed, that's why you could stop it. To be like this.
I've spoken very sincerely to the other aldermen, and Mr. Winfield practically is the only one that's responded.
Mm. So, public vote. Elects Nixon, and they're very down. This is public opinion. Sometimes making president, sometimes judging them. What is the value of this vote?
Well, I can pledge that wherever I find and can identify
and they become unreasonable, whimsical, then who can defend? There is no such law that one should have a particular dress in their church or temple. There is no such law. But they are insisting about the dress.
Again, I would pledge that whenever I can expose such prejudices on the part of my fellow aldermen, I will do it.
That is very kind of you. But if they are persistent on majority vote, then you are nowhere.
I want this.
So the majority, if they want physically to do something, you cannot say.
No, but I can talk.
You can talk. They are also talking, but they don't care.
They're making it difficult to the grown person, but it seems that they will not be able to check us.
And then we shall have to go to court. If they do something illegal. You speak to your best person. That is all it is. That is going everywhere. Whimsical. Everything is being done whimsical. Again it is being reformed. Whimsical. Again being that punak punak chalvitatan. Change the truth. No standard. That is the fault of the modern civilization. You make your own standard, I make my own standard, he makes his own standard. Therefore there is fight between the leaders. But according to our Vedic conception, there is one standard. So we are persistent that you take this Vedic standard, then you will be perfect. And if you go on manufacturing your own standard, you will never be perfect. Because you make your own standard, I make my own standard, he makes his own standard, and they fight. We are putting therefore the one standard, Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is our goal, Krishna consciousness. If you take the standard given by Krishna, you will be happy. That is our goal.